Ladies and gentlemen, if you are a federal employee and you're planning or thinking about retiring overseas, you're going to want to watch this video. We're going to dive into the best health insurance plans and options to make sure you're always covered no matter where you're at in the world as federal employees or retirees. Now, if you're new here, so good to have you. My name is Dallin Hosmo, financial planner who helps federal employees retire, and I absolutely love doing it. So let's dive in. Here are a list of the different plans and options that you should be considering when thinking about retiring or living in a country overseas. Now, one thing I will say is if you're planning just to travel to countries for a short time, all plans, generally speaking, are going to cover emergency services in other countries. Now, Medicare does not. Medicare only covers things in the U.S., but most plans, you can check with your plan, most plans are going to cover emergency treatment outside the country, okay? So if you're just traveling, the plan you have right now is probably going to do that for you. These plans and these things are going to be for those that are thinking about living outside of the country where you're going to need maybe just some ongoing care, right? Or just the normal stuff that comes up. You're going to have to get the care outside the country. Here are the best options for plans to make sure you've got a plan that makes sense for you. Number one, the first thing you want to check is what countries are you considering moving to and what plans do they have? For example, many plans actually have national plans that could be very cost effective, that there may be different rules on how long you have to live there to be able to enroll and the costs and all those things. But that's the first thing I would check. It's what options does the country itself offer? Many, many countries around the world have some awesome plans that you can enroll in that are cost effective and perfect for where you're at. Okay, and sometimes that's really what everyone does, is they just enroll in the national plan and it works great. Okay, that's number one. I check that. Number two, Blue Cross Blue Shield, again, is an incredibly popular plan amongst federal employees within the states, and it's the only, at least as of now, the only plan that all federal employees can enroll in, and it does have coverage for overseas. Okay, it has coverage for overseas. There are a couple other plans, the Foreign Service Plan, Compass Rose. These other plans have overseas coverage, but they limit who can enroll in those plans. Okay, you have to be with certain agencies and certain positions to be able to enroll in these plans. So, for all federal employees, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Otherwise, you can check with the Foreign Service Plan or Compass Rose to see if you qualify. They change sometimes on who they let in, so you can check with them, right? But at the very worst, Blue Cross Blue Shield is a good option to have overseas coverage. Again, all federal employees are able to get a Blue Cross plan, okay? So when it comes to specific FEHB plans that have overseas coverage, these are the main three: Blue Cross Blue Shield plans, Foreign Service, and Compass Rose, okay? Blue Cross Blue Shield, everyone can get these two, not so much. Okay? You have to be in certain agencies and certain positions. Last but not least, the things you should be thinking about when trying to find a plan for the country you're trying to go to is talk to expats that are already living there. There are probably hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of expats that are already in the country you're interested in. What are they doing, right? They've actually experienced the country. I'm sure they know what works and what doesn't work. Talk to them. They'll know exactly. I mean, some countries, for example, just paying cash is the best option, right? It's cost effective, the prices aren't bad, and it just works, right? Talk to the people that live there, especially if there's federal employees, federal retirees that live there. They can give you a great idea of how things actually work in practice, so you're not surprised when you actually get there and something comes up. So I hope that's helpful. Hopefully it gives you some context and some guidance on the plans to look for when planning to potentially move and be an expat in another country as a federal retiree. So I hope that's helpful. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you guys next time.